presents High School Basketball.
Amherst has it again, leading it by 20. Into the front court with it, Lockhorn. To Martin, swings it over to Lockhorn. He'll pull up for the three, and it's in. The 11th three-pointer of the ball game.
Today, it's live coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament featuring Ainsworth, North Platte St. Pat's, Kearney Catholic, and the host Broncos. High School Basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Trampy has the basketball, trying to get up the floor with it. 10 seconds. Outlet pass to Jurgens, down by one, into the corner. Three-pointer, Taubenheim, good! Amherst has won the basketball game! Taubenheim hits the game winner!
Amherst is looking for a berth in tomorrow's championship games on their home court, while Ainsworth looks for more holiday tournament success. It's the Broncos and the Bulldogs coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst with Classic Hits' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Amherst Holiday Tournament. A great boys basketball game wrapping up a little bit late. Triple overtime for North Platte St. Pat's. 1-point win over Kearney Catholic. That's what the reason for the long delay. We were should be about halftime right now, but the girls game, but because of the long length of the previous game, we're on the air a little bit late here on KKPR. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on the sports leader in Central Nebraska, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, and also want to say hello to everybody up in the greater Ainsworth area listening on KBRB for coverage of Ainsworth and Amherst girls and boys basketball here for the inaugural round, the first round of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. The Broncos come in tonight, probably the favorite here in the girls' game, as they come in with a record of 4-2. Ainsworth still looking for their first win of the season. They come in at 0-7, and really the roles will be reversed in the boys' game, where Ainsworth will come in at a perfect 6-0, and the Amherst boys will be looking for their first win of the year at 0-6. So a great doubleheader matchup here as the Amherst girls, probably the favorite, and then it'll be the Ainsworth boys who will be the favorite in our two games tonight here on KKPR and on KBRB as well. Randy Bushcutter, glad you could be with us. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will take a look at the starters for both the Broncos and for the Bulldogs. We'll do that as we continue the New Tech Seed pregame show coming up right after this one-minute timeout.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
CHS Agri Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back here to Amherst for the Holiday Tournament. Let's give you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank is the better bank. We'll begin, first of all, for Ainsworth. As we said, they're looking for their first win of the season. Their starters look like this. Haley Hardhorn is a 5'7 senior. She'll start with Shania Nilsson. She's 5'4 and a sophomore. Katie Wilkins, 5'6 junior, will start with Matea Gallegos, 5'2 and a senior. Paxton Fiala will round out the starting lineup. She's 5'8 and a sophomore. For Amherst, as we mentioned, they come in with a record of 4-2. Their starters look like this. Shelby Hemmen, she's 6 foot tall and a junior. Keena Leach will also make the start. She's 5 foot tall and a sophomore. She'll start with Samantha Dunnerman. She is 5'4 and a sophomore. Mariah Tobenheim, the senior, she's 5'4", and Kaylee Haynes will also make the start. She's 5'6", and a senior. You'll hear the whistle. We are underway, and the opening tip is controlled by Amherst. The Broncos in their home white uniform, they enter the ball inside for Hemmond. Hemmond will kick the ball out, and a three-pointer up and good for Tobenheim. Great start to the game here for Amherst. First possession, worked the ball in and then kicked it right back out for that three-pointer. So Tobenheim gives the Broncos a three-point lead. And quickly on the right side, Gallegos has it, kicks it out. Long jumper, no good for Harthorn. And the rebound is taken out of there by Hemmond. So Shelby Hemmond, the big gal, will drive the lane all the way up court. Her layup is too strong. And rebound taken out of there by Harthorn. So Harthorn will get the ball out, and Nilsson brings it in the offensive zone. Kick on the left wing here for Wilkins. She'll fire a quick three. It's too strong, and Hemmond pulls down her second rebound, and this time she'll get the ball out to Leach. Leach has the ball knocked away at midcourt by Gallegos, but picking up the loose ball is Hemmond, and Hemmond, facing a little bit of zone pressure here, will kick the ball on the left wing for Tobenheim. Tobenheim on the left side gives it to Leach. Leach will let traffic come through, and then they just get the ball inside. That's an easy bucket for Shelby Hemmond. Great little fly through the lane. She got the ball up high, kept it up high, and used her size advantage to build a 5-0 lead here for Amherst in the early stages of quarter number one. Now the right wing with it is Gallegos. Gallegos gives on the left wing. Harthorn had the ball knocked away. She's able to track it down, but she's used up her dribble, so she'll give it to Nilsson. Nilsson gives it back out. Wilkins squared up for three. It is an air ball, and the rebound is tipped out to Leach. Leach up quick to Hemmond. Hemmond will lay it up and in, and the big gal runs the floor and lays it up and in at a quick timeout for Ainsworth. Head coach Lene Hansmeyer doesn't like how this one is starting. She calls a timeout. We'll take it with him. 6:20 to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 with the lead is the Amherst Broncos. 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
So Amherst will drop back on defense. Ainsworth dribbles the ball quickly up court, and they put up a little jumper. It's no good, and the rebound is taken out of there by Haynes. Haynes gets it up to Tobenheim. Tobenheim runs the floor, and she lays it up and in. Well, that is not what Coach Hansmeyer had in mind when she called that timeout. Another layup here for Amherst, and they lead it 9-0. Again, Ainsworth looking for their first win of the year. And again, if you have your dauber down like they do, you need something good to happen. And that is the opposite of what's occurred here. Nice little drive in the lane here for Wilkins. And Wilkins in traffic lays it up and in. So on the board is Ainsworth after Wilkins hits that bucket. A little pressure as Leach brings it across the timeline. And she'll get it on the high post for Hemmond. Hemmond's going to back in. She's going to drive the lane. She is fouled on the way to the rack, and she will shoot two. And again, not like most 6-foot-tall Class D players. Hemmond, very athletic, drives the lane very well. A lot of times you have those big girls, they don't like to put the ball on the floor. She enjoys that, I think. Her free throw is up and no good. The foul, by the way, on Wilkins, that was her first, team's first, against Ainsworth. 5:24 to go here, quarter number one, 9-2. Amherst with the lead over Ainsworth. Second free throw is on the way, back of the iron, and no good. And the rebound is on the ground, fighting for it, and finally pulling it down for Ainsworth was Harthorn. So Harthorn gets it, and she'll just flip it off here for Nilsson. Nilsson, pressure by Tobenheim, dribbles up on the right side. Jumper no good. Offensive rebound by Harthorn. Shot won't fall. Another shot. That one will not go. And finally, Hemmond pulls down the rebound, and she'll play point guard at 6 foot tall, and now she'll slow things down. She'll kick it off on the left side for Fernandez. Checking in a little bit ago was Jessica Fernandez, and she'll give it top of the circle for Leach. Leach gives it back to Fernandez. She'll pull up the jumper, and it is good, just inside the three-point arc on the left wing. So a long deuce there, and it's a 9-point lead here for Amherst in quarter number one. Not a bad contingent making the trip here for Ainsworth. They have plenty of time to get here thanks to the triple overtime, the overtime game that preceded this one. Wilkins pass on the inside, knocked away by Fernandez, and then stolen on the backside. by Gallego. So Ainsworth gets the ball back after we swap turnovers. In the offensive zone, going to be Nilsson. Nilsson, 17-foot jumper, top of the key nearly, and she hits the jumper. Little opening there for Shania Nilsson, and she just rattles that one home. Nice shot. Left wing, Fernandez has it. She'll try to get it on the inside for Hammond. It's knocked away, and Ainsworth forces another Amherst turnover. But they can't do anything with it. They're slowly working it up court, and Nilsson will bounce pass it on the right wing for Wilkins. Wilkins just inside the three-point arc. Shot rolls around and is no good. Hammond pulls down her fourth rebound of the quarter, and she'll bring it across the timeline herself with the pass to Leach. Leach now throws it to Taubenheim. Nice entry pass down low. Shot up, no good for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer tries another, after pulling down the rebound, tries another shot. That one won't fall. And ripping out the rebound is Paxton Fiala here for Ainsworth. And she'll kick the ball out for Nilsson. So slowly in the offensive zone comes Ainsworth. And they'll give a top of the circle here for Wilkins. Wilkins backing in a little bit. Entry pass down low, turnaround jumper off glass, no good for Harthorn, and another rebound for Hammond, her fifth of the quarter. And she'll drive the lane herself, a lot of contact, and they're going to say the foul came before she put up the shot, but she was fouled at about the elbow driving through there. And that'll be on Paxton Fiala. That'll be her first. In for Amherst, going to be Haynes checking back into the game. And Taubenheim's going to stay. She was on her way out. Crystal Fernandez out there. And inbounding is going to be Haynes. She gives it in for Taubenheim, who's open for three. It's a little bit too strong. Rebound by Klingelhofer. Her shot will not fall. It's tipped around and coming out with the offensive rebound is Haynes. Haynes now will give it off to Taubenheim. No, that was Haynes. Well, off the screen, and she hits the three-pointer. So nice little ball movement there off the screen. I thought they're going to hand it to Taubenheim, but Haynes kept it. And now Taubenheim rips it away on the other end. And then it's taken right back away by Nilsson. So we swap turnovers. Nilsson, baseline jumper, no good. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound whistled against Haley Harthorn. That'll be her first. Three turnovers for Amherst, two have been whistled against Ainsworth here. And it's a 14-4 game. Amherst with a 10-point lead and the basketball here with 2:32 to go. Taubenheim drives the baseline. Nice pass through the lane. Shot up, and it's going to be a walk. Little hesitation move trying to make him remind what she wanted to do there was Crystal Fernandez, and she's whistled for the turnover. So Ainsworth put enough pressure on the ball there to force the turnover. Nilsson facing a little token pressure, gets it through the timeline, and then the stave inside right into the hands of Gallegos. Amherst almost made the steal, but then the ball was saved right to Gallegos, and that was an easy bucket. That old saying, you never save the ball underneath your own basket, just cost Amherst 2 points there. And then on the other end, Amherst turns the ball over with a high pass on the left wing. And so the lead cut down to 8 at 14-6, and Ainsworth will try to whittle away at it a little bit more here. With it is Nilsson. She'll give it off on the left wing. 15-foot jumper by Harthorn is up and good. Her first 2 points of the game. That makes it now 14-8. Pass on the inside, knocked away by Ainsworth, but it will be Amherst basketball. For Ainsworth, checking in the battle will be Haley Hoke. She'll come in, and to trigger the inbounds is going to be Haynes for Amherst. And she'll get it in for Taubenheim. Taubenheim back to Haynes off the screen. She has it on the right elbow, and they'll just dribble the ball back around here. They give it to Taubenheim. Kick on the left wing for Fernandez. Fernandez pass on the inside is knocked away. Pretty good defensive coverage there by Shania Nilsson to knock it out of bounds. For Amherst, Hammond's going to check back into the game, and so is Jessica Fernandez. And Taubenheim to inbound. Nope, check that. It's Haynes that inbounds it. And she'll get off on the left side. Shot is up and good for Mackenzie Bergstrom. And Bergstrom hits the long outside jumper. That makes it 16-8. And led by as many as 10. Right now the lead is 8. And using up the dribble is Haskell. And Haskell in a little bit of trouble. Gives it off on the left side to Wilkins. Wilkins has the ball knocked away, stolen out of there by Klingelhofer, and then we're going to have a foul whistle on Ainsworth. Klingelhofer forced the turnover, and then she was pushed from behind. with a minute 13 to go. Four fouls whistled against Ainsworth, none against Amherst here in the early stages. And two fouls have been whistled against Katie Wilkins. That was her second. So she's going to come out of the game here, so they're going to have to protect her a little bit. Klingelhofer drives off a little screen. She's going to kick on the left wing for Fernandez, who enters it right back inside for Bergstrom. Bergstrom drives up and in. Oh, Bergstrom hits that tough shot and quickly up court, and we're going to have a foul whistled on Hemmen as they threw the ball about 50 feet. Hemmen came in to play defensive back, and in football that'd be okay, but here that's a push. That'll be her first foul. 54 seconds to go here. Quarter number one, a 10-point lead for Amherst. They lead it 18-8. And Haskell's going to inbound it here for Ainsworth. Bounce pass in the lane. Hemmen putting a little pressure on. The ball's knocked loose. And picking up the loose ball is Leach. So Ainsworth turns it over. And slowly Amherst is going to bring in the offensive zone. Dribbling is Leach. Leach gets it at the elbow. 15-foot jumper by Bergstrom. No good. Offensive rebound and bucket by Shelby Hemmen. She's got 6 points and six rebounds here in the quarter. And a 12-point Amherst lead. Right side, Haskell has it. Kicks on the left wing for Hoke. Hoke enters on the inside. Knifing through there is Fiala. Fiala, tough left-handed layup. It's up and in. That'll cut the lead down to 10. That was some pretty basketball there. A little give and go. On the right wing with the basketball is Fernandez. Fernandez kicks to the elbow. That's Bergstrom, and Bergstrom, a 15-foot jumper. She's got 7 points off the bench, and 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Ainsworth slowly working the ball up court. They throw it deep, and it's intercepted at the buzzer. So one quarter's in the books, and it is Amherst with a 22-10 lead over Ainsworth. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the second quarter after this one-minute timeout.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton, proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
22-10 as we start the second quarter, and if you have not heard, because of concerns about the weather tomorrow, they have moved up the start times of all four games tomorrow. The girls' consolation between North Platte, St. Pat's, and a loser this game will start our day at 10 a.m. tomorrow. So all the games have been moved up an hour. And Ainsworth, on the entry, they get the ball top of the key, and Nilsson hits a three-pointer to start the second quarter for them. So that'll cut that lead back down to single digits, and a bad pass is stolen away by Nilsson. Nilsson's going to lay it up and in. So a quick little 5-0 run here for Shania Nilsson for Ainsworth, and they've cut that lead back down to 7. And put a little pressure on here. Fernandez has it in the lane. Drives. That's an athletic move. It's up and in. 24-15, Amherst with the lead. So the boys' consolation game now will be 11:45, Kearney Catholic, and the loser of our second game. So we'll just kind of take things from there. Entry pass on the inside. Driving up is Fiala. Fiala gets the bucket and the foul. Quickly, they work the ball up court. So again, the game times tomorrow will be 10 a.m. for the girls' consolation, 11:45 a.m. for the boys' consolation. Girls' championship will be at 1:30, and the boys' championship will be at 3:15. At the free throw line, Fiala trying to finish a three-point play. She cannot, and it's rebounded by number three, Shelby Hemmen, who now has 7 rebounds here in the first half. Leach brings it across the offensive zone. Little man-to-man, no, little pressure on the top of the zone here, and driving through is Hemmen, and they're shutting her off, but she had the right of way, so a little block whistle here on Ainsworth, and that'll be now five team fouls, second personal foul whistled on Paxton Fiala. It could pass for Taubenheim on the inbounds. She'll kick it top of the circle for Leach. Leach gives it off on the right wing here for Klingelhofer. They enter it in. Now they'll kick it right back out. Near the top of the key is Hemmen. Long deuce, no good. And over the back on the rebound was Jessica Fernandez. And that'll be the second team foul on Amherst, the first on Fernandez. And Coach Hansmeier sends back into battle Haley Hardhorn. And she's going to come in here for Fiala. 6:43 to go, quarter number two, here on KKPR, 98.9 FM in Kearney, as well as KBRB in Ainsworth. Ainsworth, quick little jumper on the right side, shots no good. And I think that was a pass on the inside, and it was turned over. Pass by Haskell, trying to get the ball to one of the post players, and just threw it away. So here comes Amherst. They're working around the perimeter. Driving now is Fernandez. Strong off glass. No good. Rebound ripped out of there. Good body. Good protection of the ball there by Hardhorn as she pulled down the rebound. And now the kick on the left side for Nilsson. Her three is no good. Long rebound dribbled out is Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer is shut off by Haskell. She's looking for a trail, and she'll give it top of the key for Leach. Leach kicks it right wing for Taubenheim, and Taubenheim will enter it on the baseline to Fernandez. Back out to Taubenheim. Taubenheim kicks it out. Open for the three is Leach. It is too strong. And the rebound taken out there by Klingelhofer. And Klingelhofer has her shot blocked right away. And I think doing the blocking is Hoke. And they're going to call that a jump ball. Possession arrow is pointing the way of Amherst, so they'll inbound the basketball, and they'll just lob it in for Hemmen, and I think Hemmen may have went over the back. Nope, they're going to call a hold as the ball was coming in. A little hand-to-hand combat there, and Hardhorn has whistled for her second personal foul. So that's now six against Ainsworth, so we'll shoot free throws after this inbounds. They get it into the hands of Haynes on the baseline. Her long jumper is no good, and Hoke pulls down the rebound, and Hoke will kick it up on the right side, but not until Shania Nilsson walked with it. She changed her mind as she was beginning her pass, and she just took a little bit too much time to get rid of the basketball. So that'll be another Ainsworth turnover, and her score 24-17. 7-point lead, and we may have an injured player here for Ainsworth. Long pass, diving for it, knocking it down was Nilsson. Nilsson tripped Taubenheim, and Taubenheim landed on her, and in distress is Nilsson, but she's going to just rub a little dirt on it and stay out there. She's hobbling just a little bit, but she's still on the floor. Haynes, long pass on that left side. It's tipped and knocked away by a hustling Haley Hoke. Coach Hansmeier talking to Nilsson, and Nilsson says she's okay. She's gimping just a little bit, but she's looking better. Now she makes the steal. She makes the steal on the inbounds, and she may have gotten away with a little push. She'll shoot it off glass. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Amherst. Fernandez with the rebound, and she'll now make the long pass to Taubenheim. Taubenheim enters it to Hemmen, and she'll kick the ball left wing here for Haynes. Haynes looks in. Now they'll give it to Taubenheim. Long shot. No good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Gallegos. And Gallegos has the ball knocked out of her hands by Kylie Haynes and out of bounds. Bergstrom going to check back in here for Amherst. And Shelby Hemmen going to come out of the game, get a little breather here. And Ainsworth will toss it in. 2-3 zone right now goes Amherst. And they'll kick it off on the right side for Haskell. Haskell tries the long three. It is no good. And the rebound by Haynes. Long pass on the left wing for Jessica Fernandez. Fernandez takes it on the baseline. Now kicks it back out for Haynes. Back to Fernandez. And she'll skip it over to Taubenheim. Taubenheim had a little trouble handling it. Now she'll kick it over to Haynes. And they'll give it up on the left wing here for Fernandez. Her long jumper no good. A rebound taken out by Hardhorn. So Hardhorn, her fifth rebound of the game, and then quickly here's Haskell. Long jumper, no good. Taubenheim pulls down the rebound. Pressure behind, ball knocked loose, but right in the hands of Haynes, and then Haynes has it stolen away by Nilsson. Nilsson's going to pull up for the jumper. It's no good. Ainsworth gets the offensive rebound. They get a turnaround jumper that bounces forever, and Haley Hardhorn hits the shot. So after the turnover, Ainsworth is able to cut the lead back down to five. Long pass on the left side, Fernandez is fouled. Going for the steal was Hoke, and Hoke's going to be whistled for the foul. So we'll be shooting free throws here. I have it being 17 fouls. Yeah, They're setting up to inbound it. Everybody's noticing a one-and-one except for the officials, and now the officials are double-checking everything, and, yep, we are going to be shooting a one-and-one. That is 17 fouls. And they substituted, and Jessica Fernandez is going to have to come back on the court because she was the one that was fouled. So Fernandez will go to the line to shoot a one-and-one. Exactly 4 minutes to go here before halftime. Free throw is a line drive, but good. And now Fernandez has 5 points in the game here for Amherst. And Fernandez, if she hits the back end of the one-and-one, she'll get a little breather here. Free throw is up, bounces around, and no good. Over the back on the rebound is going to be Mackenzie Bergstrom. Fernandez as well as Hammond checking back in here for Amherst. 25-19. The foul on Bergstrom, by the way, her first four as a team against Amherst here as we're midway through quarter number two. Right wing Haskell facing that 2-3 zone. They'll kick it off on the left side. Hardhorn, long jumper, no good. Hammond with another rebound, her eighth of the game, and she'll bring it across the timeline herself, and now she'll give it to Klingelhofer. Right side, they get it into the hands of Haynes. Haynes down low, shot is up and good. Strong move by Katie Klingelhofer, and Klingelhofer now will try to finish off a three-point play. She was about 6 feet away and muscled that one up and in. The foul on Hardhorn, that is her third, so a little bit of foul trouble here for Ainsworth, who doesn't appear to go real deep in their bench. Free throw is no good, and the rebound is taken out of there by Hardhorn, her sixth of the game. Long pass up ahead, driving is Fiala. Fiala's shot won't fall. Scrambling for the ball is Klingelhofer. She wins the scrum, and Klingelhofer will let traffic clear, and she'll bring in the offensive zone. She'll kick right side for Hammond. Hammond behind the three-point arc will now kick it left side for Fernandez. Fernandez back over for Haynes, and they're just kind of working around the perimeter now. Hammond has it top of the key. And she'll drive the lane a little bit. Now kick the ball back out for Fernandez. Back inside for Hammond. Hammond had the ball knocked loose. Is able to track down the loose ball. Saves it into the hands of Haynes. Her jumper is no good. And the rebound out of there for Ainsworth. Wilkins snags her first rebound of the game. And into the offensive zone comes Nielsen. And she carried the ball with no pressure on her. A little bit of an unforced error there for Ainsworth. 27-19, Amherst has led throughout the game. They've led by as many as a dozen, and right now they lead it by eight. And they'll bring it in the offensive zone, trying to add on to that eight-point lead. Hammond has it on the baseline. She'll drive, shot, no good. Rebound by Hoke, and Hoke lost the ball, and now Haynes comes up with it. So after getting the rebound, they have the turnover as well. Here's Klingelhofer facing that 2-3 zone here, and they'll give it off on the right elbow to Bergstrom. Bergstrom kicks it to Hammond, and they're just playing a little catch on the perimeter. Fernandez looks down low, but nothing happened in there, and they'll get the ball to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer off a little screen will now drive, get it to Fernandez. Fernandez looks on the inside and has to kick it back out. Hammond has it. Hammond in the lane fell down, but right in the hands of a teammate, and Klingelhofer will get the bucket and give an assist to Hammond. A very awkward-looking assist, mind you, but an assist nonetheless. And that'll make it a 10-point ball game. Number 10, Amy Haskell, has the basketball here for Ainsworth. On the left wing is Hoke. Hoke enters it down low. Tough-looking shot there for Fiala, as well contested. And the loose ball is picked up by Amherst. In the offensive zone, after pulling down the rebound, is Klingelhofer. She'll kick it left side for Fernandez. Fernandez's shot won't go. Rebound by Fiala for Ainsworth. And Fiala will get the ball right back out for Nielsen. Nielsen gives it to Haskell. Haskell on the elbow for Hoke. Hoke's shot won't fall, and Hammond with another rebound, her ninth of the game, and she'll play the point, bringing the offensive zone, takes it all the way down, tried the reverse layup. Nope, she changed her mind and gave it to Haynes instead. She'll kick it out here for Klingelhofer. Her three will not fall, and the rebound is taken out of there by Haskell for Ainsworth. So here comes Nielsen in the offensive zone. They leave her open, so she'll shoot top of the key. It's no good. Hammond with her 10th rebound of the game, and she brings it up, kicks on the left side, lost the ball, and Bergstrom picks it up, and Amherst will set up the offense. Right side, Klingelhofer. Now on the left wing here for Haynes. And Haynes, long deuce on that left side. They waited too long to cover her. She's got 5 points in the quarter and a 12-point lead here for Amherst. With the dribble here is Nilsson. Nilsson gives it to Haskell. Haskell's going to kick it to Wilkins. Wilkins has her shot blocked, but there's going to be a foul there. We'll see if they give it to either Fernandez or Hemmen. Both of them were there, and there's going to be two shots. Is it the hold or is it on the body? They decide to give it to Hemmen on the arm. That'll be her second. So two free throws coming up here, and the first one no good for Wilkins. She's got 2 points in the game, and we're 19.6 seconds away from the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. As Wilkins bends the knees, fires the free throw, it again is no good. And the rebound out of there by Jessica Fernandez. And Fernandez will give it to Leach. Leach kicks left side. Here's the jumper by Bergstrom. It's bouncing around. 8 seconds left. Rebound by Ainsworth. Ainsworth doesn't have a whole lot of time. Nilsson has it at midcourt. 2 seconds left. Pass stolen. And they're going to run out of time before Amherst can try a layup. So that'll do it. We've got one half in the books. And it's a 12-point Amherst lead. They lead it 31-19. We'll take a one-minute break. And when we return, it'll be the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
And welcome back here to the Amherst Holiday Tournament. As a pretty good matchup here, maybe a little bit closer than some people thought, as Ainsworth looking for their first win of the season. They are hanging right with 4-2 Amherst here at the Amherst Holiday Tournament. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Let's check the numbers here for Ainsworth. And again, very balanced scoring for them. Shania Nilsson had a quick little 5-0 run of her own, and she is the leading scorer here for Ainsworth. She really got the Bulldogs back in it. With a little, she hit a three and then made a steal and hit a quick little bucket in her early stages of the second quarter, and she's got 7 points here in the first half. After that, 4 points for Haley Hardhorn, 2 points for Katie Wilkins, Matea Gallegos, she's got a couple of points, and Paxton Fiava with 2 points as well, as all of Ainsworth's five starters have scored here in the first half, but no points off the bench. For Amherst, leading the way for them is Shelby Hemmen. She's got 6 points and 10 rebounds so far here in the ballgame. Jessica Fernandez has 5 points and a couple of rebounds. Mariah Taubenheim, she's got 5 points. 4 points for Katie Klingelhofer to go with 4 rebounds. Kylie Haynes has 5 points here at the break. And Mackenzie Bergstrom off the bench, 7 points in the first quarter. She has 7 points here at halftime. And Amherst with a lead here at the break, 31-19. Earlier today in the Amherst Holiday Tournament, first game of the day, had the Kearney Catholic girls winning by 10 over North Platte St. Pat's, 53-43. So the Stars awaiting the winner of this game, and the consolation game will feature North Platte St. Pat's again. They moved up the times. The girls consolation game will start things off tomorrow. That'll be played at 10 a.m. They moved the game up a little bit so the folks from Ainsworth and the folks from North Platte could make it back for the Nebraska bowl game tomorrow night. They moved it up even further, an additional hour just today, to make sure that they could try to beat the storm as well. So tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., St. Pat's will be taking on the loser of this game right here at the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Then that'll be followed up by the boys' consolation game. Kearney Catholic will be in the boys' consolation because they lost a triple overtime thriller to North Platte St. Pat's. St. Pat's was able to hold on 68-67. Kearney Catholic had the last shot in the previous two overtimes, but in that last overtime, they were fouled with 2 seconds to go. They hit one of two free throws. They needed the second one to get the tie. They weren't able to hit it as they did not shoot free throws well down the stretch. And so St. Pat's wins this one 68-67, and they will be in the championship game of the boys' tournament, which will be the final game tomorrow. The girls' championship game tomorrow will be at 1:30. Obviously, Kearney Catholic will be in that, and they're awaiting the winner of either Ainsworth or Amherst tomorrow. Again, the girls' championship game will be at 1:30, and then that'll be followed by the boys' championship game, which is scheduled for 3:15, as St. Pat's will take on the winner of tonight's Amherst-Ainsworth game that you'll hear right here on KKPR and on KBRB up in Ainsworth. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on Central Nebraska's KKPR, as well as up in Ainsworth at KBRB. A reminder for you, this game also available via the World Wide Web. Just log on to kkpr.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll continue with more of our halftime report. We'll do that right after this 2-minute timeout.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here to Amherst as the Lady Broncos playing host to the Ainsworth Lady Bulldogs. And at halftime, Ainsworth trailing Amherst 31-19, and also trailing in terms of rebounding as well. Amherst with 20 rebounds in the first half compared to 13 for Ainsworth. And also in terms of turnovers, Ainsworth is losing that battle too, because they have the higher number. They've turned the ball over 8 times here in the first half compared to Amherst, who's turned the ball over only 6 times here in the first half unofficially. Game played at a fairly slow pace, neither team really pressuring the ball. Ainsworth has forced a few turnovers and gotten points off of that, but Amherst has done a pretty good job of holding on to the ball, whereas Ainsworth, again, 8 turnovers, that's not bad, but they haven't been able to capitalize when they've made the... Amherst has not been able to capitalize when they forced Ainsworth to make those turnovers, it seems. So Hemmen, fairly quiet second quarter after having 6 points in the first quarter, but she has 10 rebounds. She has half the rebounds for Amherst, as Amherst is out-rebounding Ainsworth by a count of 20-13. A reminder for you that a pretty good matchup here on the boys' side. Ainsworth will come in undefeated on the year. They are 6-0 on the year, whereas Amherst will come in with a record of 0-6. in our second game of the night, as Ainsworth has pretty, and probably the signature win would be that win to start the season against Ord, 58-55. They also had a nice 10-point win against Gordon Rushville before the Christmas break, and so they've not been pushed in a couple of those games in the middle, but they are off to a great start to the year. Amherst still looking for that first win. They have played Litchfield very, very tough. They lost that one by four. They lost in overtime to Loomis. They lost a four to Franklin. So they're not that far out of it at 0-6, but they need to get something positive happening. And if they were able to pull off the upset against Ainsworth, that certainly would get them heading in the right direction. Well, we're about a minute away from the start of the second half, so we'll take one more one-minute break. A 31-19 lead here for Amherst. We'll start the second half right after this.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
And welcome back here to Amherst, as it will be Ainsworth basketball here to start the second half. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Ainsworth has possession of the basketball to start the second half here. And a loose ball that fought for by Amherst, Keenan Leach. And Leach is going to be whistled for a little hold there as she tied things up with Shania Nielsen. So a little quick foul here by Leach, and that'll be her second of the game, first of the second half. So Ainsworth will inbound again here, and Gallegos has it on the right side. Wilkins, as right now man-to-man, goes Amherst, and entry pass is knocked out of way, out of bounds by the Broncos. So Ainsworth will inbound it, and checking in will be Gallegos. She'll finally step to the baseline to inbound it, and the inbounds is stolen away by Shelby Hemmen. So another Ainsworth turnover here, and for the first time in the second half, Amherst has their hands on the basketball. Hemmen wants the ball down low. She was posting up strong, but they'll kick it out instead to Fernandez, who starts the second half, and she turns the ball over. With the dribble, here is Nielsen. Nielsen, they leave her open for three, and she hits the three. Shania Nielsen drains the three-pointer here for Ainsworth, and she cuts that lead back down to nine, 31-22. Left side, Fernandez drives the baseline, gets the bucket and the foul. Caught the ball on the elbow and just drove right down the baseline, and she got a little floater to fall. She was hit on the body. She put up the shot. Now she'll try to answer the newfangled three-pointer with an old-fashioned three-point play. The foul on Fiala is her third. Free throw is up and no good. Fiala pulls down the rebound, her third rebound of the game. Pressure put on the ball, but Nielsen handles it very well, dribbling down the sideline. She'll kick the ball back out for Wilkins. Wilkins trying to back in against this 2-3 Broncos zone. And as they went man-to-man early, and now they're going back to a little bit of a zone action here. Tough turnaround jumper for Hardhorn. Hardhorn draws a little bit of the iron, and Fiala pulls down the rebound. And Fiala will now just get the ball back out here for Nielsen. Nielsen kicks right side for Fiala. And they leave open the shooter again. And that's Wilkins. Her three will not fall. Long rebound taken out by Fiala, who now has five rebounds in the game. They kick it out and rallying around the shot. Wilkins won't fall. And Fernandez pulls down the rebound. So long pass up ahead here for Tobenheim. She'll fire the three. It's too strong. And the rebound by Fiala. And Fiala will slow things down and get the ball out to Nielsen. And Nielsen will hand the ball off here for Gallegos. Entry pass on the inside. It goes out of bounds, but there's a hold whistled in underneath. So to inbound underneath the basket will be Ainsworth here after the third personal foul has been whistled on Shelby Hammond. So she'll come out of the game. They work it back around the perimeter. Wilkins has it. Wilkins will kick the ball around. Back out here for Nelson. Nelson enters it in. Shot up and good. Good ball movement. And Haley Hardhorn lays it up and in as they move the ball around in that quick little entry pass. Top of the circle with the basketball is Fernandez. Fernandez gives it on the baseline to Leach. Leach will drive, loses the basketball, and Ainsworth slowly will work the ball up court after the turnover by Amherst. Nielsen gives it off on the left wing. Backing in here is Wilkins. Wilkins' 15-foot jumper rolls around and good. Katie Wilkins hits the shot, and it's a nice little 7-2 start to the second half here, and Amherst has seen enough. Nikki Eckhout calls a timeout. It's 33-26, a 7-point Amherst lead. They call timeout with 5:07 to go in the third. We're back in 1 minute.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back here to Amherst as the Broncos have seen enough, so they call a quick little timeout here. And the entry pass on the inside, loose ball, tracking it around. And Amherst is able to maintain possession, and we got a foul whistled as the ball went to the inside. Well, they're trying to decide what happened there, and Amherst is going to be able to inbound the basketball. And they'll kick the ball on the left side. Fernandez, nice drive on the baseline, jumper up, no good. And the rebound by Hardhorn. So Hardhorn now with 8 rebounds in the game, and she'll kick the ball out here for Gallegos. Gallegos kicks it right back out. And a long jumper off glass, up and good. Shania Nielsen drains the three-pointer off glass, and we've got a 4-point ball game. On the right wing, Fernandez, baseline jumper. It's nothing but net. Amherst needed something positive to happen, and it just happened there in the personage of Jessica Fernandez. So Nielsen, she's going to slow things down here with 4:15 to go, third quarter. 6-point lead. Trying to cut into it is Ainsworth. Trying to cut it in half with the three is Wilkins. It won't go. Offensive rebound. Up and good. Haley Hardhorn. Nice job of stepping in there in front of the big girls and hitting that shot. Driving the lane. Jumper up by Klingelhofer. And Klingelhofer, nice little give and go. And she answers right back here for Amherst. So the pace of the game picking up here in the third quarter. Left wing is Gallegos. They'll give it now top of the circle for Nielsen, who's been hot. Now Gallegos, 17-footer, up no good. Rebound pulled down by Ainsworth. Ainsworth asking for a timeout, but not until the ball's been tied up. On the ground tying it up was Hardhorn, and Hardhorn had the ball. Coach Hansmeier was trying to get the timeout, and the officials didn't give it to her in time. Possession arrow pointing to Amherst, so Amherst will have the basketball here. And Leach will bounce past the ball over for Klingelhofer. Left side for Taubenheim, off of a screen. Now they get it on the elbow to Klingelhofer. Kicks it back out to Taubenheim. Long two is up and no good. And the rebound out of there by Ainsworth. Quickly, they get the ball up court. Gallegos, turnaround jumper, no good. Offensive rebound off glass, will not fall for Hope. And now coming out with it is Leach. And Leach gives it to Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer enters on the baseline to Bergstrom. Bergstrom had the ball knocked away, but is able to get it back out to Klingelhoffer. She's on the baseline. Tough jumper there. No good. Taubenheim pulled down the rebound, and then she's knocked to the ground. So Taubenheim fouled after pulling down the offensive rebound. Haynes is going to check in here for Amherst. Haskell for Ainsworth. And Haynes, after checking in, will now inbound it. Off a screen, they'll get the ball in the hands of Klingelhoffer. 15-foot jumper as they kick it right back out. Will not fall. And the rebound ripped out by Hope. And here comes Ainsworth. They've made a game of it here. They've trailed by as many as 14. And now they trail by only 6. Skip pass on the left side. There's Haskell for 3. It is short. And Taubenheim is going to pull down the rebound. Taubenheim in the offensive zone does not have numbers. Will bounce pass it to Haynes. Haynes working around the perimeter, and they'll get it in the lane here for Bergstrom. Bergstrom now on the baseline, kicks it right back out for Haynes. Haynes looking on the inside, trying to find a seam in this 2-3 zone, and they'll get it instead to Fernandez. Fernandez, she'll kick it out. Now right back out to Klingelhoffer, long pass through the lane, and out of bounds. Amherst turns it over, and Ainsworth with a chance to cut into this 6-point deficit. 2:06 to go in the third quarter, and Ainsworth has chipped away and chipped away. Amherst led 22-10 at the end of one quarter, but then after that it's been played pretty even. In fact, Ainsworth is chipping away. They'll fire the long three on the left wing, no good, and the rebound ripped out by Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer with the dribble, now the kick out for Haynes, and Haynes work it back around. Driving is Fernandez, and she'll get it off on the left side for Bergstrom. And Bergstrom with the jumper up and good. She's got 9 in the game and a much-needed bucket for Amherst. Minute 32 to go here in the third quarter, 8-point lead. Left wing is Haskell. Haskell driving up is Cobb, who checked in a little bit ago. And Cobb on the way in, fouled, and she's going to shoot two. Little hold whistled on Kylie Haynes. So Haynes whistle for her first personal foul and first trip to the line here for Cobb, and she rattles that one home. First points off the bench here for Ainsworth. And it's 39-32. Again, we'll have the boys game coming up for you at the conclusion of this one. And tomorrow's game's moved up an hour. Free throw up and good for Cobb. So she hits both free throws. That'll cut it down to a 6-point ball game. With the dribble is Leach. Leach gives it left side, Taubenheim. Long jumper, no good. Rebound being tipped around, and Taubenheim somehow comes out of there with it. She'll kick it on the left wing for Bergstrom. Bergstrom on the baseline. She is fouled on her way to the basket. I don't think they're going to let her shoot free throws there. Yeah, it's going to be inbounded on the baseline here by Haynes. The foul on Paxton Fiala is her 4th. She's in serious foul trouble. Hardhorn has 3 here for Ainsworth as well. Entry pass in the lane. They can't handle the ball. It's a turnover. Amherst turns it over, and here comes Ainsworth. Nielsen brings in the offensive zone. They'll give it top of the circle here for Nielsen. Nielsen now on the right side. Wilkins, and Wilkins drains the 3. 3 3-pointers in the quarter here for Ainsworth after hitting none in the first half. And we're going to have an over and back whistled against Ainsworth here, against Amherst. Bad pass, and tracking it down in the backcourt is Haynes, and Haynes just grabs it. And they'll just drop back on defense here. Another quick 3 by Wilkins. It's bouncing around and no good. And a rebound ripped down there by Crystal Fernandez. And Fernandez will get the ball back out here for Haynes. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. A 3-point ball game. Leach with the dribble. Up by 3. Amherst looking on the inside. They'll kick it to Fernandez. Her jumper on the baseline. Up and good. Crystal Fernandez, first 2 points of the game, makes it a 5-point ball game. 12 seconds left as across the timeline is Nielsen. Nielsen drives the lane, shot no good. Offensive rebound knocked away from Hardhorn. She's able to kick the ball out to Nielsen. Nielsen's jumper, no good. 2 seconds left. Ball saved underneath the bucket at the buzzer, and we'll head to the fourth quarter. Looking for their first win of the season, Ainsworth is making it interesting. It's Amherst 41, Ainsworth 36. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, Ainsworth trying to cut away into this lead. They will have an opportunity to do that to start the fourth quarter here. They trail it 41-36, and they have possession of the basketball. Lauren Cobb will start the fourth quarter, got the inbounds, and now she'll give it off on the left side for Hardhorn. Hardhorn lost the ball momentarily, gets it to Wilkins. Right now, man-to-man go the Broncos. In the lane is Wilkins. Wilkins, three-second count going on. Has to kick the ball back out here for Hardhorn. Her long jumper, no good. Cobb with the rebound. Cobb's shot won't fall, and coming out of there with it is going to be Fernandez. And so here comes Amherst. Entry pass on the inside, and Hammond tried to come up with it. She couldn't, lost the ball. Another Amherst turnover, and another opportunity here for Ainsworth to cut that lead back down to five. Check it, it's already down to five, but cut into that lead a little bit more with 7:15 to go here, fourth quarter. Deliberate with the basketball is Shania Nielsen. She'll enter it on the elbow to Hoke. Hoke trying to find a cutter. Ball's on the ground, and they're going to tie that one up. Possession arrow pointing to Amherst. So after it's tied up here, Amherst will, now they'll try to pad their lead a little bit. Long pass on the left side, open if she wants to shoot as Klingelhofer, but she'll give up the chance and give it to Haynes. Haynes will give it to Fernandez. Fernandez dribbles up, kicks it back out here for Haynes. And Haynes, pass on the right wing here for Fernandez, and Fernandez pass off of her hands, but it also went off the leg of Shania Nielsen and out of bounds. Nielsen tried to save it. Couldn't find anybody to pass it to, so she just basically ate the basketball there. Don't save it underneath the other team's basket. And the inbounds goes through the hands of Jessica Fernandez, so Amherst turns the ball over. And Amherst has now turned the ball over more times than what Ainsworth has in the game. I got 12 turnovers for Amherst unofficially, 10 for Ainsworth. That's one reason why Ainsworth has been able to come back in this one. They trailed by as many as 14. Right side, Hoke has it. Loses the ball. They're going to tie it up. That's going to be tied up again. Scrum for the basketball. Well, Ainsworth's going to inbound it because they had a possession arrow, not because they had three players in the scrum versus only two for Amherst. Ainsworth will inbound it underneath their own basket. Wilkins to toss it in. Posting up strong is Hoke, but they're going to kick the ball out for Nielsen. And back around the perimeter we go, and we got a screen away from the ball, a moving screen. Whistled against Ainsworth. That'll be a moving screen on Hardhorn, and that'll be her fourth. So Hardhorn has four. Paxton Fiala also with four fouls here in the ballgame. So Ainsworth with some serious foul trouble with 6:25 to go here in the ballgame. Klingelhofer gets it inside for Hemmen. Hemmen around turnaround jumper is no good. And there's going to be a foul whistled on the shot. And Hemmen, who has not scored here since the first quarter, will have two chances to do it as she'll go to the line and shoot two after the foul whistled on Hope. And her free throw is up and no good. 41-36, 6:19 to go here in the fourth quarter. Neither team has scored here in the final stanza. Hemmen's free throw is up and good. Her first points since the first quarter. And now we'll give Amherst a chance to put on low press. They inbound the ball to Wilkins, and Wilkins double dribbled with it. A turnover against Ainsworth. Amherst forces the turnover, and 6-point lead here for the Lady Broncos. And they'll have a chance to add on to it. Bounce pass on that left wing to Hemmen. Hemmen drives the lane, but she walked with it. Amherst really hasn't been in too many tight ball games. They lost by 5 at Kennesaw, but most of their games have been pretty lopsided one way or the other. Nielsen drives the baseline, shot off the back of the iron and no good. Hemmen got the rebound, and she also was fouled. And I think that might be on Hoke. Yes, it is. That'll be her third. So Hoke off the bench, she has 3. Fiala with 4. Hardhorn with 4. And we'll walk down the other end of the court, and we'll shoot 1-1 here as Shelley B. Hemmen will step to the line. 6:01 to go, fourth quarter, 42-36. Amherst with a 6-point lead, and the free throw was no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Wilkins, and Ainsworth will try to chip away a little bit more. They have not let in the ball game. They've trailed by as many as 14. Cobb has it on the right side, as right now the Broncos going 2-3, and a little stutter step by Lauren Cobb, and that'll be a turnover. Taubenheim, pretty good pressure put on the ball, and it's a turnover. Mackenzie Bergstrom going to come into the game. Kylie Haynes going to get a little breather here with 5:47 to go, fourth quarter. Leach kicks left side. Here's Taubenheim. Spotting for 3. No good. And rebound by Fernandez on the backside. Entry pass in for Hemmen, and Hemmen is fouled as she hits the shot. Big bucket for Shelby Hemmen. And she is hit on the arm as she puts in the bucket, and she makes it an 8-point ball game. And she'll try to add on to it here. The foul is whistled on Paxton Fiala. That is now 5 for her. She is fouled out of the ballgame with 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. And she's out of the game with 4 points. And Hemmen will try to finish off a 3-point play. The free throw, back the iron, and no good. And over the back on the rebound is going to be Leach. So Leach is going to be whistled for the push. On the rebound. That'll stop the clock here. With 5:35 to go. Matea Gallegos checking back in here for Ainsworth. As the Broncos will go full court pressure defense here. Looks like they're going man-to-man with the pressure. And the inbounds goes to Nielsen. Nielsen's going to take it across the timeline, down the right sideline. Picks up her dribble. And we'll give it off to Wilkins. Wilkins from the elbow has it stolen away by Taubenheim. Taubenheim in traffic. She loses the ball. Now with it is Gallegos. Gallegos looking for a cutter. And the pass is stolen away by Hemmen. Hemmen with the steal. Hemmen will try a left-handed layup, but she is fouled on the way. I don't think they're going to say she was shooting as Matea Gallegos fighting for the ball there. And she's going to be whistled for the push. And that doesn't matter. That's 10 team fouls. I believe. Nope, they're going to say that's number 9, correction. So it'll be a 1-1 here for Hemmen. And the free throw is up and good. So Hemmen will add to the lead. It's now 45-36. And she rolls that one in. She used the whole rim on that one. Hung on the edge for the longest time and is up and in. Pushes that lead back out to 10. So Nielsen with the dribble. Bounce pass on the right side for Gallegos. And we got a timeout. Ainsworth head coach Lene Hansmeyer calls the timeout with 5:02 to go here. Her team needs a bucket pretty bad, so she calls the timeout to set something up. 1 minute timeout here for the Lady Bulldogs. They trail at 46-36. We're back right after this.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to to Amherst, as Ainsworth needs a bucket. They call the timeout, and Nilsson will get the inbounds off of a screen. She'll take it on that right side. That's a tough shot. It's no good. And the rebound by Hammond. That'll be her 12th rebound of the game. And she'll bring the offensive zone herself. She'll kick it off on the left side. Fernandez, nice baseline drive, and it will not fall. And we got a push whistled on the rebound going against Shelby Hammond. Hammond tried to get to the basketball. A lot of desire to get to the ball. Problem is, she was being boxed out there by Matea Gallegos. So she commits the foul. And now Ainsworth will inbound the basketball. Toss the ball in, and it's a dangerous pass, but Nilsson tracks it down. Now behind the back dribble as she brings it across the timeline. She'll kick it off on the left side. Gallegos now gives it top of the circle for Nilsson. She'll fire the three. It is short, and the rebound by Klingelhofer. Finally kept the ball alive long enough, and she pulls down the rebound. She brings it in the offensive zone. They leave her open. She puts up an off-balance shot. It will not fall, and the rebound to Hardhorn. Hardhorn will now just give the ball back off here for Nilsson. 46-36. Time running out on Ainsworth as they're looking for their first win of the season. They're down by 10. Driving is Nilsson, and Nilsson is fouled. Driving to the rack by Kylie Haynes. So Haynes whistle for her second personal foul. So Nilsson, who has yet to shoot a free throw here in the ball game, but she does have 3 3-pointers in the game. 13 points in the game for Shania Nilsson. She has yet to score here in the fourth. In fact, Ainsworth has yet to score here in the fourth. Free throw is up and good. So she hits both free throws. And now the entry pass down low, shot up, and no good. Rebound by Hoke, and Hoke will kick the ball up ahead here for Ainsworth. Loose ball being kicked around, and they finally save it. Now get the ball around the perimeter. Haskell has it. Haskell fires the three, and she hits the three. First 3 points of the game for her, and that'll cut the lead back down to six. It's 46-40. On the left wing with it is Jessica Fernandez. She gets it in the lane. Back and in is Bergstrom. Bergstrom has the ball tied up, or is it? Yep, it's a tie-up. That's a good no call there, as Hope could have been called for the foul, but was not. Hammond and Leach going to check back in here for Amherst. And Fernandez and Bergstrom are coming out here for the Lady Broncos. A little bit of pressure being put on the ball. Leach gets it. Throws it through the lane. It was knocked out of her hands by Shania Nilsson. And so Ainsworth will stay on defense. Amherst underneath their own basket to inbound. Tossing it in is Haynes. Haynes will lob it in for Hammond. The six-footer will kick it out to Leach. Now on the left side, here's Fernandez. And Jessica Fernandez hits the long deuce. And that'll make it an 8-point ball game with 3:18 to go here, fourth quarter. 48-40. Ainsworth, quick jumper, no good. Rebound, Leach. Leach is going to let traffic clear and slowly bring it in the offensive zone. She'll kick it up on the right side for Tobenheim. Tobenheim well behind the 3-point arc, lobs it inside for Hammond, and Hammond is going to be fouled by Hardhorn, and that is going to be her fifth personal foul. So she'll foul out of the game with 8 points at the 2:59 mark. So with 2:59 to go, Hardhorn is done for the day. Paxton Fiala already fouled out with 5:35 to go. So we'll find out how deep the bench is here for Ainsworth as a couple of the starters are out of the game. Free throw up and good for Hammond. And she'll have another shot here. 10 team fouls whistled on Ainsworth here in the second half, so Amherst will be at the line to shoot two from here on out. Second free throw is up and good. So Nilsson will get the ball down by 10 again. Every time Ainsworth makes it interesting, Amherst hits a couple of big buckets or gets some points somehow. And here they make the steal. Tobenheim makes the steal, and she's going to just play keep away with her dribble. And she has the ball knocked away, but right into the hands of Hammond. And Shelby Hemmen will kick it off on the right side, and they're going to slow things down a little bit and spread the floor. Ainsworth staying in that zone, and I don't think they can do that. Down by 10 with 2:58 to go. The Broncos kick it left side for Tobenheim. Tobenheim gives it to Fernandez. Fernandez drives the lane, gets the bucket and the foul. Big bucket there by Jessica Fernandez. She's got 13 points in the ball game, all of them off the bench, obviously, and now she's going to try to finish the three-point play. The foul on Haley Hoke, that is her fourth. Free throw is up, bounces around, and no good. And coming out of there with it is going to be Wilkins. Wilkins snags the bound here for Ainsworth, and she'll give it to Haskell. Ball on the ground, stolen away. Leach has it. Leach is going to try the left-handed layup, and it is up and good. Keena Leach, first 2 points of the game after they forced a turnover on the other end, and that lead is up to 14 now with 2 minutes to go in the ball game. With the dribble is Haskell. Haskell has to put up a quick jumper. It's rolling around. No good. And the rebound by Jessica Fernandez. Quickly, they get it to Tobenheim. Tobenheim lost the handle, and she's going to be whistled for a double dribble. Tried to make the pass as she had someone in underneath and trying to get it into Fernandez, but she lost control of the basketball and whistled for the double dribble. Well, Coach Hansmeier has only one player that she can sub in and out of the ballgame after having two fouled out. She only has eight players suited up tonight. Minute 38 to go here. 14-point lead for Amherst. Ainsworth has the ball knocked away on the inside. Leach comes up with the loose ball, and that's going to do it. It'll be Amherst and Kearney Catholic tomorrow in the girls' championship game. Entry pass down low for Hemmen. Hemmen drives the lane, can't get the shot to fall, gets her own rebound, muscles back up and in. That was just grit and determination there by Shelby Hemmen, who scored in the first and the fourth quarters. And a timeout here for Ainsworth. Coach Hansmeier wants to call timeout, down by 16 with a minute 8 to go here. It's 56-40. Amherst with the lead over Ainsworth. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Randy Bushcutter with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and on KBRB up in Ainsworth. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball wherever you are across the great state of Nebraska. And a reminder for you, these games also available online at kkpr.com via the World Wide Web. Minute 8 to go and a 16-point lead here for Amherst. And Coach Hansmeier, understanding it's a long season, still an opportunity to coach here a little bit, so she calls the timeout to get her team focused for the final minute 8. Shania Nielsen in the offensive zone will pick up her dribble, throws it up on the left side, and I think Tobenheim was the last to touch it. Had she not gone over there, it would have been a turnover as they were trying to get the ball over there to Haskell. And it wasn't going to connect, but Tobenheim didn't know that. So Nielsen will get the inbounds, and Nielsen's going to dribble up, puts up a tough shot. It's no good. Pretty good coverage there by Leach. The shot won't fall, but the offensive rebound. Strong bucket by Haley Hoke as she pulls down the rebound and the bucket. And then a turnover as Hoke comes up with the loose ball as they entered it deep from about 35 feet away. A nice job there by Hoke. Now driving the baseline, a little floater here by Wilkins, and it's out of bounds off of a couple of Broncos. Off the hands of either Fernandez or Haynes, and Nikki Eckhout, the head coach at Amherst, she's going to dump the bench here for the final 30.7 seconds to go. Matea Gallegos to inbound underneath her own basket. And she'll bounce pass it in for Shania Nielsen, and Nielsen has it knocked away, but it was knocked out of bounds by Colby Klingelhofer. She's out there with by Ariana Hadwiger, also into the ball game, Samantha Dinnerman, and we got a little foul whistled in there and a little walk whistled against Ainsworth. Nielsen had it, but just couldn't handle it, and she walked with it. 14 seconds to go, and inbounded for Colby Klingelhofer, and Klingelhofer made the catch, but then stepped on the sideline. Wasn't entirely her fault, as just wasn't much room to throw the ball in. Inbounds, tipped around. Klingelhofer gets it, kicks it off on the left side. Long jumper, no good. Air ball, and out of bounds with it is Mackenzie Bergstrom. Tried to pick up the loose ball, couldn't quite get it done. With 19.5 to go, 56-42. Nielsen will get the inbound, so kick around the perimeter. Haskell has it now on the left side. Three-pointer, no good. Defensive rebound by Samantha Dunerman, and she'll get the ball on that dribble on the right side in the hand of Klingelhofer, and Klingelhofer lost the ball with 4.9 to go. So Ainsworth made it close. They cut that lead down to three after trailing by as many as a dozen early on, and now they're going to lose it by 14. Quick low jumper from midcourt at the buzzer, and that's your final score. It's Amherst advancing to the championship of their own holiday tournament with a 56-42 win over Ainsworth. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports post-game show. We'll wrap things up here, and then we'll set the stage quickly for our boys' game between Amherst and Ainsworth coming up here in about 20, 22 minutes or so. Once again, our final, 56-42. The win belongs to Amherst. Ainsworth still looking for their first win of the season. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the post-game right after this.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back here to Amherst. Our final score in this one, 56-42. Amherst picks up the win. They're now 5-2 on the season. Ainsworth now 0-8 after that 14-point win for Amherst. You're listening to the Misco Sports post-game show. Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco carries brand names in clothing and shoes and athletic apparel with names like Nike and a whole lot more. Plus, they have 40 styles of Husker shirts, T-shirts, sweatshirts, women's, kids. They have men's college hoodies 25% off, NFL hoodies 25% off. Got a little Christmas cash burning a hole in your pocket. See one of the Steves down at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's will be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's take a look at the numbers here. We'll begin, first of all, for Ainsworth. They were led tonight in double figures was Shania Nielsen. She had a couple of big three-pointers in that third quarter. She finished with 15 points on the night. 8 points for Haley Harthorn. 3 points off the bench for Amy Haskell, as she had a nice three-pointer in that fourth quarter. 7 points for Katie Wilkins, 2 for Matea Gallegos. Lauren Cobb finished with a couple of free throws. She finished with 2 points on the night. Haley Hoke off the bench. She had 4 points and 2 rebounds. And 2 points. She had 4 rebounds and 2 points. 4 points for Paxton Fiala, who did foul out of the game with 5:35 to go here in the ball game. She also finished with 6 rebounds on the night. So she had 6 rebounds, 9 rebounds for Harthorn, who finished with 8 points. So she got awfully close to having a double-double. Amherst led tonight by Shelby Hemmen. She finished with 15 points on the night to go with 14 rebounds, so she did have a double-double. Jessica Fernandez, she finished with 13 points on the evening, so she was in double digits as well. Keena Leach, she finished with 2 points. 6 points for Mariah Tobenheim, all those coming in the first quarter when Amherst built their lead that they never gave up in the game. Katie Klingelhofer off the bench, she finished with 6 points to go with 6 rebounds. 2 points for Crystal Fernandez off the bench, and Mackenzie Bergstrom, she finished with 9 points as well. Amherst wins this one 56-42. They now will advance to the championship game of their own holiday tournament. They will be taking on the Kearney Catholic girls, who won 53-43 over St. Pat's earlier today. And a reminder for you that the games have been moved up an additional hour because of impending weather and allowing the folks from Ainsworth as well as from North Platte to make it back home a little bit sooner. So all the games have been moved up an hour. So the girls' consolation game will begin at 10 a.m. The boys' consolation game will then take place at 11:45 a.m., which will feature Kearney Catholic and the loser of our second game here tonight between Amherst and Ainsworth. And then the girls' championship game will be played at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. It'll be Amherst and Kearney Catholic at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. That'll be followed by the boys' championship game at 3:15 between St. Pat's and the winner of Ainsworth and Amherst. Ainsworth comes in with a record of 6-0, Amherst 0-6 on the season, so you'd probably have to suspect that Ainsworth would be the favorite in our second game here tonight. But we'll find out as we're about 17, 18 minutes away from tipping things off between Amherst and Ainsworth. And again, our friends from KBRB up in Ainsworth will have coverage of the boys' game for you as well as having it in Central Nebraska on Classic Hits 98.9 FM KKPR. Once again, the final of our girls' game, Amherst 56, Ainsworth 42. We'll be back in about 15 minutes or so for coverage of the boys' game. So join us then right here from the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Once again, 56-42, Amherst over Ainsworth. We'll be back with the boys' game in about 15 minutes.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.